Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now with a story about a controversy that exists with regard to prostate cancer screening. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, a U.S. medical panel is recommending against routine PSA blood tests.
And I think it's finally come to light that the test has really been quite ineffective at detecting prostate cancer in terms of the harm it is causing to men with false results, or even cancers that will be so slow-growing that they will not be responsible for that man's death. This is the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. This is the gold standard organization that provides evidence-based information on how effective the screening tools that we use are in preventing disease, and how accurate they are, and whether they actually make a difference in an overall person's survival and health and reducing morbidity. So this is not organized by any drug companies. It is an unbiased organization that looks at the major evidence and comes to conclusions on the basis of what the evidence tells them. And in this case, PSA testing is not effective, from what they're saying, is not effective as a screening test for prostate cancer, because they find that many men that are found to be positive for PSA, that is, having elevated levels of PSA, either have enlarged prostates, have infections, or if they do have a prostate cancer, the subsequent invasive procedures, the biopsies, the removals and such, end up causing major morbidity for cancers that for most men will not cause a problem. They will not die from this. And these are not small side effects, Steve. These are infections, impotence, chronic pain, urinary incontinence, a tremendous impact on a man's quality of life. They already had recommended for men over 75 not to have PSA testing at all, again, because most prostate cancers are slow growing. They also found that for every 2 out of every 5 men whose prostate cancer was caught with a PSA test, that their tumors were too slow growing to ever be a threat, and they were put through a lot of the treatment. So the issue is, you have a test that's very poor in terms of its sensitivity, that is telling you that there is a prostate cancer, and also very poor with its specificity, telling you that if nothing is there, nothing is really there. They're saying that instead of spending all this time trying to push through a test that was never designed to be a screening test, to move research forward to find something that is effective at screening. And the issue is that PSA testing, even the developer, the physician who developed PSA testing, has said it's been co-opted as a screening test when it never was designed for that. It was designed to follow men who had a diagnosis of prostate cancer, and you were following those men because you've now selected them as high risk, following them after their procedures to see if the cancer returned. It was never designed for healthy men, where you do the test and sometimes it tells you that there isn't, that they have cancer. So very important. I think this is going to be a major change in terms of how we recommend things with regards to testing. And right now they're saying don't offer the test.
Okay, thank you.